The Wall Street Journal is celebrating its Pulitzer, and readers of the paper will notice something else today, a new look. It's the first major redesign in 60 years. Officials at the paper hope the new look will attract younger readers and more advertising dollars. Mario Garcia is head of the firm that redesigned The Wall Street Journal.
The newspaper of this morning will be different in that it will have color on the front page. So that will be one major change. And the other one will be a better navigational system to guide the reader from one section to the other. And probably the third most important change they will see is related to content, and that will be the new personal journal section, which deals with what they call the second shift, when people go home in the afternoon, leisure and travel and health and relationships and more of the lifestyle-related topics.
Is the Wall Street Journal changing its character with this redesign? That is, it becoming, fluffier?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that you will still have the same serious newspaper with all of its gravitas and credibility, but I think it will be a more friendly product visually, and it will probably be more appealing to the 25 to 40-year-olds, which is really a target market for any publication today.
Wouldn't it make sense for a newspaper like the Wall Street Journal, everyone knows what that paper looks like. If you want the journal, you can go and find it because it looks exactly like the journal, because it doesn't have color on the front page and people can identify it.
Well, we have really embraced the past in here. In other words, you're not going to see a paper in the stand or right in your front yard, which will be dramatically different. There is the look and feel. In 10 seconds, you still get the look and feel of what the Wall Street Journal has been for 100 and some years. And I think that was a very important part of our work, not to abandon the past. I always refer to what we did as a little bit of visual archaeology. We went to the past. We tried to maintain all of those things that visually, in 10, 15 seconds, tell you this is the Wall Street Journal and not another newspaper. That is still there.
You have worked with redesign of hundreds of newspapers, Mr. Garcia.
Correct.
What happens to a newspaper when it gets a redesign? What's going to happen to the Wall Street Journal?
I think that in the beginning, you have many readers who are taken a little aback. I mean, no matter how many times I've done this, you always have the first 100 telephone calls or people who tell you, well, this is not my newspaper anymore. But normally, my experience in 29 years in this business, in 2 weeks, the average reader, even those who are shocked on the first 2 hours when they see the paper, they have no notion of what was left behind, and they begin to adapt to it. And I think, if you ask me, normally the editors, the journalists themselves, have more trouble adapting than the readers.
I think the newspaper that set the trend for color in newspapers across the country was USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
And when that paper came out and had color and charts and maps and all kinds of things, people on serious newspapers like the Wall Street Journal made fun of it. And now papers look more like USA Today.
Right. But USA Today has a very primary color kind of palette. They are very happy. They are all bright yellows and reds and so on. This is nothing like that. I mean, this is very subdued use of color. But you have to realize that USA Today comes out with color in 1982. But the St. Petersburg Times and many other papers in Florida had already started doing this in the mid-1970s. We now have had almost 30 years of constant color use. So I have no doubt in my mind that all newspapers are going to be in color. Most of them already are. And in fact, in 10, 15 years, you'll see almost every page in color.
So you must be a little anxious this week.
That's right. It's just like opening night. It's just like when you have worked on a film and it finally premieres. I mean, you now expose yourself to the reactions of the critics. And at the end, you just have to be satisfied with having done the best that you could have.
Mario Garcia, president of Garcia Media, which revamped the look of The Wall Street Journal.